was a singer. She stands up when she plays the piano in a nightclub. Pearl's a singer. She sings songs for the lost and the lonely. Her job is entertaining folks, singing songs and telling jokes in a nightclub. Pearl's a singer, and they say that she once was a winner in a contest. Pearl's a singer, and they say
Elke's natural, stunning look is attributed to an organic lifestyle and dedication to the martial art of Aikido. She's a perfect role model for women today, both young and old, and recognised as the most charted British female singer of the last 30 years. Let's welcome Elke Brooks to the show.
Hello.
Hello, Elke.
Hi, how you doing, Vince?
Fabulous. Thank you very much indeed for joining me on the show today.
You're welcome.
Now, I'm looking at this a remarkable similarity between the picture that have got a 30-year gap, and of course I'm reading about this lifestyle that you've had, and I'm also very interested myself in Aikido, and I think I mentioned it just as we brought this interview started, two friends of mine. One is called Kenny Cottier, and Kenny, he roams the world giving exhibitions. He's well into his 70s now.
Really? But, how marvellous.
Well, and of course, you know, he's obviously had a wonderful life from the martial art, and the other one was Terry Ezra, who was up to sixth stand the last time I spoke
really?
With him. It's a long time ago, by the way.
Wonderful.
So tell me about, why did you get involved in Aikido, and how did it all start?
Well, the late Sensei Eddie Stratton formed Shudokan down here in North Devon, some 30-odd years ago now. We became very good friends with him. Just started out that we were looking for karate. Well, my youngest son, Jay, was. And he was telling us all about Aikido, and we went along, and we started doing a self-defense course with Eddie, and then it sort of branched on to Aikido. He ran a club in Ilfracombe, which still is more or less going now. I think they've moved it somewhere in Barnstable. But cutting a long story short, the family all sort of did rather well at it and got up to brown belt level, all of them. But then they kind of gave up. They're so into their hang gliding and paragliding. But I continued, and I took my first dan in when I was 50, though it's taken me quite a while now to get up to the second coaching level, because all our syllabus has changed. A wonderful man in Nottingham runs the dojo there, and he's more or less changed all the syllabus, quite honestly, I think, for the better in a lot of ways. So I've had to sort of relearn a lot of things.
Yes.
But I'm doing quite well. I've had 5 years now of fairly consistent training, and I'm hoping that I'll move on a bit next year.
I used to love the grace of the hakama, and, you know, you didn't really see the feet, and you just saw this wonderful movement. And...
Oh, it is. It is wonderful. I think that's one of the reasons I really liked it, because it was like ballet. And as a young girl, I was very, very good at ballet and tap dancing and skating. And so it's kind of, you know, very similar in a lot of ways. You know, it's all about taking someone's balance and doing holds and techniques. And I love it, and it keeps the weight off things.
And I should imagine also the breathing have a knock-on effect into singing somewhere.
Well, yes, I mean, I feel I'm singing better now than I ever have. I enjoy it a lot more, but that's probably down to the fact that I have a wonderful band, not sort of demeaning some of the bands I've had before, but it's taken a long time to get a group of people around me that are really good friends and that also play well, you know?
Yes, yes.
So it that does help, and I thoroughly enjoy the shows. I'm off to Abergavenny, in fact, this afternoon. Mm. I do two shows there tomorrow. I haven't been there for about a year, so I'm hoping for a good one.
Well, the minute I said that you were coming on the show, we have a lot of celebrity interviews on our station, and immediately I said Elke Brooks is going to come on the show. I had a lot of good reaction. People very interested in hearing how you're getting on and everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's nice, because, you know, I've had everything ranging from, say, Chubby Checker and Buddy and Brenda Lee, for example, you know, from...
Really? That. Oh, the wonderful Brenda Lee.
Yes, and I can't believe sometimes who I'm talking to, because, you know, like everybody, we all grew up and we've had lovely memories of certain songs, and then you talk to the people. So, I mean, for you, I've always particularly liked the song I just played, and also Fool If You Think It's Over was always one of my favourites, you know.
Yeah.
So, now, you've got a... I mean, it's an absolute mountain of songs that you've actually recorded, and even knowing that you were very, very widely recorded, I didn't realise it was quite as heavily as I've got, you know. So what's your favourite song of all time that you've recorded?
Honestly, Vince, I think really to be really honest, you don't really have one, you know. It's hard to say. I usually say a corny as it sounds, it's usually the one that you're working on at the moment, you know, the one you're writing or the one that someone's written for you and you're working on that. It's hard to say because I'm always changing. I mean, what I do during the week, because most of my shows are sort of towards the weekend, during the beginning of the week, I practice a lot, which is probably why I'm getting better.
Yes.
I practice the piano and my singing, and I do lots of different songs that I'm doing on the show. So when I come to do the show at the end of the week, it's all rather fresh, you know.
Yes, yeah. Well, now, just to give you an example, I try and find things like this for all the people I'm speaking with, because, you know, sometimes the places that your music has been appreciated isn't always known at the time, you know, until later it comes into your life. And I was talking to a guy yesterday, a very good friend of mine, who's actually in hospital,
yeah.
And he's from your neck of the woods. The minute I said, you know, that you were coming on the show, he said, oh, she's a Salford lass. Immediately he related to the fact that, you know, you came from that area.
Oh, and I do more of the Prestwich area.
Okay.
Salford's a very, very big area, but I'm more from the Prestwich, Bury Old Road. I was born in a place called Cavendish Road, which actually is sort of on the borders of Salford and Prestwich, really.
Yeah. Well, his favourite song, because he think he comes from Eccles, actually.
Oh, Eccles?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, yeah, where all the cakes come from.
Well, you know, when we were talking about your songs, he said he loved you doing Nights in White Satin.
Oh, yes.
And isn't it weird, because right below, I mean, I quickly went to my collection to find out what I could quickly get,
yes.
And on the rock collection, which was part of Time Life, you've got Pearl's a Singer, and the song immediately below is The Moody Blues and Nights in White Satin, which is
right.
Just one of those crazy coincidences.
Yeah.
Now, tell me about, your older brother was in the business, wasn't he?
Yeah, Ray was in it in a very, very sort of amateurish sort of way. He played the bass and the trumpet. But my younger brother, Tony Mansfield, was the drummer with Billy J. Kramer and the Dakotas for quite a long time. And I believe they are still going, but now I think they're known as the Fabulous Dakotas or something like that. But Tony isn't with them anymore.
Right. I love to look out things that might surprise you, things that, you know, you might think, oh, gosh, I haven't talked about that for a while. Now, for example, I didn't realise you were a regular guest, a special guest, on the Two Ronnies.
Oh, that was a long, long time ago. You know, I never even met them.
Did you not?
I never even met them. No. I just used to go in the studio and do a song and put my makeup on and and whatever I would happen to be wearing, pants or a frock that day and do the thing. Though I never actually met them, which is a real, real shame.
Yes. Well, you know, I mean, when I read these I suppose they're a little bit off-the-wall facts, it's just that, you know, it's a little corner of your life that probably brought a little extra happiness in certain ways when you work with various people from other parts of the arts, you know.
Yeah.
Is it true that you sang without being credited on a fabulous song by Cat Stevens, Remember the Days of the Old School Yard?
I did, yeah. I didn't mind that, actually, because that was such good fun doing it. It really was. John Russell, who's worked with me for a long, long time, he's not working with me at the moment, but did do, and worked with Cat Stevens for a long, long time, asked me if I'd go along and do this little section. And I flew into, I think it was a studio in Philadelphia or Seattle, somewhere like that. I can't remember, it's such a long time ago. And within half an hour, I went bang, bang, bang and did it. You know, and they were actually staggered and stunned. You know, well, I don't like to muck about because I like to have my dinner in the evening.
Well, again, you see, that's a song. I've loved that song ever since
I first
heard
fabulous,
it.
Yeah, fabulous, isn't it?
Mm. Now, a firm friend of yours is Humphrey Littleton.
Yes.
And it's not really an association, unless we've read it or seen you in that particular genre, you know, it's not something that we'd particularly quickly associate you with. So could you tell us how that came about?
Oh, a long, long time ago. Well, mid-60s, I was doing a show for British forces in Germany, and Humph was the band supporting all the other acts, me being one of them. And it started there, really. I mean, at the time, I was just going around all the northern clubs doing the songs I didn't really like doing and was actually considering not staying in the business anymore and going back home and going back to school. But, you know, I went back to London and Hunt said, oh, come along, you can do some gigs with my band. Because he thought I was very good and had, you know, great possibilities. And so I did. And I worked with Hunt for on and off for about a year and a half till we formed the band Dada, which I formed with my first husband, Pete Gage, in 1971. Mm. Mm. And then all that broke up after a while, became Vinegar Joe. And then I went off and did a stint with a band in the States, the Southern States, called Wet Willie. Dreadful name, I know, but it means something different in, in the States. And came back and started doing my solo album, working on that. And then just before I went off to do my solo album in the States, Hunt asked me, would I like to do some work on an album of his? I did two or three tracks then. And then went off and did my own album. Then I didn't work with Hunt again for a long, long, long time. Not until about, 6 or 7 years ago, we did an album in our old house. I had a studio there. And the band came down and we did a live album that was Trouble in Mind. And it still is a fabulous album, one that I'm very, very proud of to today, you know.
Mm. It's quite interesting for me, you see, because when I'm researching all these types of things, I did a piece about Kathy Kirby not so long ago. And
oh, crikey, wasn't she the most gorgeous?
Yes.
Drop dead gorgeous in the 60s, you know.
Yes.
It was very hard to follow someone like that.
Well, I was wondering whether or not maybe, you know, you'd seen her her work, and obviously she'd been spotted by a band leader as well, which I think shows you that it's all about who you meet in life, isn't it, really?
Oh, it is, but I mean, the thing is, she most certainly had. She was so absolutely beautiful. I can't say that the singing actually did that much for me, but I must admit she was a stunning-looking woman.
Yes. Now, again, because of the fact that you see things written on the internet and you think to yourself, well, I want to find out whether this is right or this is wrong. I had a couple of weeks ago Peter Sarsted, and, you know, with all these things written about, where do you go to, my lovely? So I asked him, was it actually meant for anybody? And he said, no, it wasn't. So we put that one to bed straight away. Well, what I also read here, I wanted to ask you, is it true that after attending an audition at the Palace Theatre in Manchester, in the early 60s, you were spotted and signed by impresario Don Arden, who's the formidable father of Sharon Osbourne?
Correct.
That's all true, is it?
Oh, yes, but he actually didn't sign me. I'm probably one of the few artists that I had nothing on paper with the man.
Right.
He got me lots of different auditions after I did a couple of nights on his tour with lots of other acts. But to be honest, nothing really came of it.
Right.
Not until I did an audition for the Eric Delaney Band when I was just 16 did I really start to get any sort of sense of musical direction, really.
And, of course, again, there's another link there, because we're here in near to Benidorm, and Eric Delaney comes over very regularly.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he's still going.
He came to see me when I was in Newcastle. He still looks great.
He does.
Fabulous.
Well, it's quite funny because, I mean, I think he's just had his 80th birthday.
Oh, how marvellous.
And he was on the show, I think it was about a year ago. And
really?
I said to him, you know, what do you attribute looking so healthy and well? And, of course, I was thinking of him, you know, obviously living the greatest clean life ever. And he's saying, no, it's late nights and beer. And, you know, I think it's his drumming probably that keeps him so well.
He's a very fit man.
Yes.
He always was, you know.
And a lovely man to have in the studio with me as well.
I'm glad.
Now, let's have a look at your own favourites, because, again, it's always interesting to see which are the favourite singers of a great singer. And they are noted as Etta James.
Yes.
Nina Simone.
Yes.
Timmy Euro.
Yes.
Ella Fitzgerald.
Yes.
And is anybody there that should be on the list that you...
Billie Holiday.
Yeah, but she's on the list, sorry, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody else that particularly...
Esther Phillips.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Aretha Franklin, there's so many. Gladys Knight.
And when
Mavis Staples.
Well,
there are a lot of women, and of course, not many male singers I like. Ray Charles, of course, I adore him.
Yes.
And a wonderful, great singer. I think one of the best singers that ever came out of the UK. Paul Rodgers, of course, who used to be with Three, and who's now working with Queen.
Yes, Yeah. I think also it's easy to overlook that your success has come at a time which was not the easiest for a female singer. I think, I think obviously you probably have had as many struggles as any guy that's managed to get himself up to the echelon of the higher echelon, shall we say. Was touring a real difficulty for you? Was it a bit of a drag, or were you happy with it?
It's something that I have enjoyed, and something that has been a chore now and again, because, of course, my family all came along as well. And my boys, who now, one is going on 21 and one's going on 28, who actually looks after my career as well, Jay. It could be quite hard going, with a family on the road, and especially if you're doing, like, 31-nighters,
Yeah.
But now, of course, I don't do it now like that. It's a lot easier for me, and I thoroughly enjoy it. It's just Trevor, my husband, and I, and the band, really.
It sounds absolutely wonderful.
Well, I enjoy it, and I think if you're not enjoying something, you should go and do something else, Vince, don't you?
Well, do you know what? That's absolutely the way to look at it, because, I mean, like everybody else, even if you're enjoying something, there are days that you're a little bit less than lively, shall we say.
Well, that's right. You get very tired. It's the travelling that gets you.
Yes.
It really, really does. It really affects me. And I don't think there's anything to do with age. I've always been like that, I mean, we're just human, aren't we?
Well, we are, but I wanted to really just ask you, as we look at the last part of our interview, I mean, you got a photograph on your press release from 1977. You can hardly see the difference between 2007. I mean, that is...
hard work, Vince. And I've not had anything done. I've not had any time. I haven't had enough money, and I haven't had any time.
But, I mean, it is actually a remarkable similarity between those two photographs. And do you feel any of that has been down to maybe the organic lifestyle and the
Aikido?
The
thing is, I eat well. I drink a lot of water. I do like, I like wine. I've tried to keep off hard spirits. I'm very fond of a good glass of good wine, I have a good one or two glasses per day, probably. I love it, before my meal. I can't drink after I've eaten. I'm one of those. I eat well. I don't particularly like meat. I haven't eaten that for about 40 years. I don't like it. But I will eat a bit of organic chicken or duck or something like that. And I'm very fond of fish and loads of vegetarian and pasta dishes. And it obviously, works, because I haven't got any fat on me, I'm just, but I'm probably heavier now than I was. But I haven't got any fat on me, because I work at it. I train all the time. I train every day, exercise every day. I go to the club as much as I can when I'm at home. We have a lovely club down here in Braunton that's run by a lovely police lady called Jenny Herneman. And I have a fabulous time. I really thoroughly enjoy it.
And the little bird tells me that you might, we're not too sure exactly when and how, but we have a feeling we might see you here in the Costa Blanca.
Well, I don't know. It's probably being discussed with the powers that be. I'll just see you in the band.
Well, look, Elkie, it's absolutely wonderful, and I'm really pleased that you've taken the time to have a chat with me today.
You're welcome, Vince. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. You're a lovely man.
Thank you very much indeed. And I'm going to make a page, which I always do this with the people that I like to interview. I'm going to make a page which will have a podcast on it and a link to your own websites. And obviously, let's hope that you can maybe come over here and who knows, we might just meet up.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you very much indeed, Elkie.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A dying flame, you're free again. Who could love do that to you? All dressed in black. Save magic scene.